In today's news headlines, as fires continue to rage across the western coast of the United States, a record-breaking 3 million acres have now burned across California. The Los Angeles Times reports that on Thursday, the August complex, the product of 37 fires in and around Tehama County, became the largest ever recorded in California at 471,000 acres. At least 23 people have died across California, Oregon, and Washington. In Oregon, at least 500,000 people are under evacuation orders. Governor Kate Brown warned, "We have never seen this amount of uncontained fire across our state," adding, "If you're advised to evacuate, do so immediately. You may not get a second chance." Several small towns, including Phoenix, Talent, Detroit, and Blue River in Oregon, were nearly destroyed. Walden, Washington, and Berry Creek, California, are also devastated. Meanwhile, rumors began spreading on social media platforms about anti-fascist activists setting off fires, as authorities quickly moved to quash them, declaring them false. While scientists are in agreement that catastrophic climate change is to blame for the fires, the issue has hardly been raised during the presidential campaigns of the two major party nominees less than 2 months ahead of the presidential race. In other news, Friday marks the 19th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks, an issue that both candidates are only too thrilled to raise as part of their campaigns. President Donald Trump traveled to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the passengers of Flight 93 fought back against their hijackers before it crashed. Democratic nominee Joe Biden traveled to New York, where the Twin Towers were destroyed nearly 2 decades ago, and he then headed to Pennsylvania as well. Neither man acknowledged the mass death and displacement on the other side of the world that the post-9/11 U.S. wars brought in the decades since. In news from the election trail, the Trump campaign has pulled back from spending on television ads as its coffers are dangerously low. The move has worried many in the Republican Party that have thrown their lot behind Trump. Trump rallied in Freeland, Michigan on Thursday evening as thousands of red MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters thronged together with no social distancing and very few masks. One New York Times reporter, Kathy Gray, who tweeted about the lack of masks, was tracked down by Trump's security and kicked out of the rally after she posted her photos. A government official, Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, said he was, quote, puzzled and disheartened by the lack of safety measures at Trump's rally. During his lengthy speech, Trump railed against his usual enemies and whipped up a frenzy among his supporters about taking back the country.
You helped build this country, and together we will be taking back our country. We'll be taking it back from people that don't love our country, and that take back is almost complete. We have to win on November 3rd. And together with the incredible people of Michigan, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Michigan. We love you.
Trump's message at his Freeland, Michigan rally was a strange echo of his campaign slogan from 4 years ago, considering that the nation has been under Trump's rule for nearly 4 years, and it was unclear whether he meant to fix the problems that he created. As Americans marked the grim anniversary of the September 11th attacks, some pointed out that the coronavirus death toll of nearly 200,000 was akin to dozens of terrorist attacks on the same scale. On Thursday, cases of infection in the U.S. rose for the third consecutive day, even as Trump continued to face political fallout from the revelation that he lied to the American people about the severity of the virus in February. When an ABC reporter asked Trump at a Thursday press conference why, as per journalist Bob Woodward's book, did he lie, the president tore into the journalist.
Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
now? Such a terrible question, and the phraseology, I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm, we can't be panicked. I knew that the tapes were, these were a series of phone calls that we had, mostly phone calls. And Bob Woodward is somebody that I respect just from hearing the name for many, many years.
In fact, Trump repeatedly said in public that the virus was not as dangerous as the flu and that it would simply disappear one day. His claim that he held back from telling the truth in order to not cause panic was met with derision from critics who pointed out that Trump has never held back from causing baseless fear and panic over immigrants, anti-fascist activists, mail-in voting, and more. Well-known historian Alan Lichtman pointed out that Trump's lying about the virus would be poorly judged in the future. He said it was, quote, the greatest dereliction of duty in the history of the U.S. presidency. The federal government has just charged a Russian national of attempting to thwart the U.S. presidential election. Associated Press pointed out that the charges, quote, reflect a dichotomy in the administration, with officials taking aim at Russian interference in the political process, even as President Donald Trump expresses doubt about Russian meddling. And a Ukrainian lawmaker with ties to Russia named Andriy Derkach was sanctioned over an attempt to hurt Joe Biden's campaign, using the same smear that Trump and his Fox News allies have touted. In fact, Derkach had been working directly with Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The tech company Microsoft has accused hackers from Russia and China of digital spying on the campaigns of both major party presidential nominees. The governments of both nations have denied any involvement. And as the Republican-dominated Senate on Thursday failed to pass legislation offering economic relief for ordinary Americans, Senator Bernie Sanders, in a speech on the Senate floor, railed against the failure to help ordinary Americans and demanded austerity for the wealthiest Americans.
In the midst of all of this pain and suffering, what has the Republican-led Senate done over the last 5 months to address the economic concerns of the American people? And the answer is nothing, except pass a $740 billion budget for the bloated Pentagon and take an extended vacation. The same Republicans who slipped a $135 billion tax break for multimillionaires and billionaires into the last coronavirus relief package are now telling 29 million Americans who do not have enough food to eat that we cannot afford to help them feed their families. Instead of more austerity for the working class of this country, we need to impose austerity on the billionaire class and on Wall Street. And that is why, Mr. President, I have introduced legislation to tax the obscene wealth gains billionaires have made during the public health crisis.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders demanding economic relief for millions of struggling Americans. And that does it for our news headlines.